in the social sciences today, qualitative inquiry has often been referred to as a social movement that came out of the 70s that expressed an impulse out of the civil rights movements and so forth to develop methodologies and approaches to the study of human life that were more in touch with, quote, the actual experiences of individuals and persons, and to use research in ways that could forward various policy initiatives, various social progressive political agendas, as were involved in the Great Society initiative of Lyndon Johnson in the 60s.
Well, after about 30 years of this method of inquiry developing, are you seeing a backlash? Are you seeing more criticism of quality?
An ascendancy with the movement in the 80s and the 90s. Great success in terms of drawing new groups of scholars, previously marginalized scholars, into this discourse. As that occurs, a backlash starts, a methodological backlash begins to emerge. One, it's a political backlash, a reaction against liberal initiatives in the various governments of the West and so forth, and pressures towards an audit culture with greater forms of accountability for various initiatives that were sponsored by the state in terms of education, in terms of welfare and social security and so forth.
Maybe somebody looking at from the outside would say, well, what's wrong with being able to look at information in a way where you can compare one to the other fairly easily? What's wrong with that?
It's like comparing apples and oranges. That methodology squeezed the world into a single kind of cookie cutter and generated just a series of statistics or indicators that stood in some great distance from the actual experiences that were being described. So as this occurs, the move towards evidence-based inquiry, which had been of some questionable success in medical research, gets imported into the social sciences and gets incorporated by the federal government as the model for judging whether research initiatives will be funded or not.
Can you give me a specific example, a specific case or something where this has happened?
Initiatives in educational research, studies, say, of school reform or of No Child Left Behind, say, of school culture or of the testing practices in a particular school or how minority students perform on particular exams, how teachers prepare their students for testing. Researchers are asked to draw random samples from schools which are very reluctant now to let researchers come in and do studies because they don't have time to allow researchers in because they're preparing students to take the exams that they're now being judged on in terms of the No Child Left Behind criteria. The model calls for schools to be randomly selected. Well, how can you randomly select a group of schools when the schools themselves don't want to be studied? Not only are the schools not able to deliver the kind of educational experience they want, researchers who want to critically look at what's going on in schools today are really being prohibited from doing so because of this complex methodological set of protocols that they're being asked to adhere to.
I would think your critics would latch onto phrases like, you know, evidence-based movements and think, well, what's wrong with an evidence movement? What's the alternative to evidence, conjecture, and essentially try to paint you with that brush?
But absolutely. What counts as evidence is itself a very political issue. It's not just evident. What is evidence? Further, in the medical sciences themselves, this model is now largely discredited and only used in a very specific circumstance.